The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Monday, this historic Monday in American history. I am delighted that you have chosen to join me this afternoon. Here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I promise you, you will not find panic and hysteria as a part of this program. I keep telling you I'm not an expert on anything. Don't pretend to be an expert. I will have an expert on viruses and so forth coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. But what I will do my best to do is pass along facts without hysteria and to continue to assure all of us of this one important fact. God is in control. And I don't say that flippantly in any way, shape, or form. I say it as a deep conviction of my heart and a deep conviction from the Word of God. This whole virus thing is not a surprise to God. And He is in control. Now, may I just plead with you again to be calm. Take rightful precautions. And I continue to say this. Please forgive me for being repetitious. I said this all last week. I will probably say it many times every day this week. Should we be concerned about the spread of this virus? Yes, we should. Is it serious? Yes, it is. Personally, from a completely non-professional, non-expert opinion, is it as serious as it is being made out to be? I don't think it is. And later on in the program, I will share some facts and some statistics that lead me to believe that while it is important and it is a crisis, I don't believe it is as much of a crisis as the news media and even our government is making it out to be. But these, and I hope you don't take this wrong. Please don't misunderstand. Please don't misquote me. For those who know Christ, for those of us who have confidence in the Bible, God's Word, these are incredible times. because we honestly have the answers to peace in the midst of an almost unparalleled storm. We have peace. We have no reason to panic. We have no reason to fear. We honestly do not. And with people panicking all around us, I would hope that each of us who know Jesus Christ as Savior, each of us would be an oasis in the midst of this desert of reason and hysteria all around us. Now, the decisions made by our governor today, while they may be prudent, they are going to add to the panic and the hysteria. He has ordered that beginning tonight, all gymnasiums, health clubs, trampoline centers, and theaters be closed. So the few things that were left, we had an opportunity to visit with our grandson and great-grandson, and he and some kids were headed to the gym last night. No more. Gyms will be closed down. Health centers will be closed down. Recreational centers will be closed down. And movie theaters will be closed down as of, I think he said, 9 p.m. tonight. That's the latest. In addition to that, tomorrow is the primary election here in the state of Ohio. And you know how precious elections are to us as Americans. There will be no in-person voting tomorrow. And the Secretary of State already anticipates lawsuits over this. And so he has already filed counter lawsuits in anticipation of lawsuits. And the primary election has been extended until, I believe it's June 2nd, I believe. Absentee ballots can be cast, but there will be no in-person voting tomorrow. And the governor and the Secretary of State are filing the necessary paperwork to move the election to June 2nd. Now, there is a lot of doubt whether that's even legal or not without actions of the House of Representatives and the Senate here in the state of Ohio. So, again, that is uncharted territory as well. I would anticipate the very real possibility of lawsuits from the Biden campaign and the Sanders campaign. Ohio is an extremely important state in the upcoming election, in the nomination of the Democratic nominee for president. And I'm not sure, but it would not surprise me at all if either the Biden campaign or the Sanders campaign or possibly both file lawsuits against the state of Ohio for delaying the primary election that was, still is, scheduled for tomorrow. There are rumors, and I want to make it clear, there are rumors that in the next few days, all non-essential retail will be shut down as well. I think that would be a horrible decision, my personal opinion. How do you determine what is non-essential? And how does a state or a nation survive if we shut down the great majority of our economy? And this is where the controversy truly begins. And it will obviously be figured out by people who are experts and not people like me. So this is purely my opinion. But there is a fine line between extreme caution and giving in to panic. This is a serious pandemic. Right now, as far as I could tell from today, worldwide, there are 156,000 people that have been infected and confirmed. 156,000 worldwide. Now, while that is a lot of people, the annual flu still impacts millions. Worldwide so far, 5,800 people have died. That's tragic. But annually, there are hundreds of thousands of people die worldwide every year from just the influenza, the average flu. So I know that the epidemiologists, the experts are saying that we continue to hear about the potential of where this virus may go. And I think more than anything else, I am trying to strike a chord of calm in this. And here's why. In China, the virus has peaked. It is declining rapidly. It is not getting worse. It is getting much better. And it is getting better very, very quickly. The number of infections, the number of people dying in China is dropping off dramatically every day. So in other words, the worst is over in China with a population of 1 billion people. And total, 5,800 people have died worldwide, including China. That would seem to indicate that even if this gets really bad, it still probably will not match the number of deaths from just standard yearly seasonal influenza. So am I discounting the seriousness of this? No, not at all. I'm just trying to put it into perspective so that you and I will not panic. And by the way, the numbers are still true that at least 97% of all people who get this flu ultimately will be fine. 97%.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Let me just say one more thing about the virus thing, and then we're going to move on. There actually is other news today. Churches, pastors yesterday were faced with the unusual choice of whether to have church or not, whether to meet in person. And I found a kind of a common denominator. The smaller churches that I am aware of, probably 250 or less, most of the ones I'm familiar with chose to have church yesterday. And that's fine. That was their decision. And I'm absolutely comfortable with it. Most of the churches that I am aware of that were larger churches, 250 or 500 or 1,000 or more, almost every one of them that I am familiar with chose not to meet in person, but because of the technology that is now available, they streamed. Almost all of them audio and some of them video. They streamed the services live or pre-recorded. And that decision was fine as well. And may I say this? I have seen people. Okay, I get on the air every day and I admit to you that I'm not an expert on anything. I do not hesitate giving my opinion. I try to let you know when it is an opinion. And I'm usually not shy about sharing my opinion. I'm seeing all these people on Facebook who are people from small churches who had services yesterday, condemning the larger churches and calling them cowards. If they really believed in God, if they had faith in God, then they would have had their services. I can't believe that they allowed fear to control them. Stop it. Stop it. Just stop it. Stop trying to judge other people who were not in the circumstances that you were. There's a world of difference between 150 people gathering together in a smaller auditorium and 1,000 people gathering in very close proximity. It's a world of difference. And the people in the big churches, I can't believe that they put their people at risk and they had services. They're all going to get sick and die. Stop it. These pastors and the leadership of the churches made a decision based on what they felt was best for their congregation, trying to determine the facts as presented by health officials, government officials, and so forth. Just stop judging, okay? Some churches had services. God bless them. Some churches did not have in-person services. God bless them. Just, if there was ever a time that we needed to stop judging each other, it is now. And then I guess I would say this as well. We are a spoiled, spoiled, spoiled people. My parents went through the Great Depression. Most of you, you're not old enough that you had parents go through the Great Depression, but I heard the stories. Most of us, in fact, almost every one of us alive today, we have never been through a real trial or test. 9/11 was, but most of us were not impacted dramatically by 9/11. We were emotionally. I mean, emotionally we were impacted, but economically and as a nation, we bounced back. In fact, we got strong overnight. This is a first for us. For we living today for 98%, this kind of national crisis is a first. And it's an opportunity to demonstrate what we're made of. And as Christians, it is a privilege to show what our priorities are. And if we really believe what we preach, this is a unique, unusual, positive opportunity to be witnesses for Jesus Christ and to show the world there is a difference between those who know Christ and trust his word and those that do not. This is a privilege. This is an opportunity to stand for Christ.